Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Eric, for sticking around today. We appreciate that. Now, David Pollack says, and I really like him, by the way, on ESPN. I think he's very sharp. He says this is Penn State's best front seven on defense by far under James Franklin. You agree?
Yes. Yes.
I think they're really good defensively, and I think the quarterback's coming along. However, I think it's going to be a competitive game, a really competitive game tomorrow night. Do you, as an observer of Penn State football?
Last three haven't been.
I know.
They've
That's
been three
thing.
Blowouts. I think it'll be reasonably competitive, but I don't think Michigan has seen a defense like
Michigan this. Stinks.
I wish I could say that.
Michigan stinks.
Thank you.
I think Penn State's going to blow them out. But now, Eric, we're doing Pitt forecasts, what we think they're going to be. Do you think Penn State can go 12-0? I don't.
No.
I don't think they're going to win at Ohio State.
No.
Do you think they can go 11-1, a pretty reasonable chance of 11-1?
I think they can. If they win tomorrow night, they've got a good chance. I think their toughest game other than Ohio State going forward is at Minnesota. They're a really good, young, up-and-coming team. But what they have going for them there is between the Michigan State road game and the Minnesota road game is that they've got a bye week. So
their schedule, Michigan at home, at Michigan State, at Minnesota, Indiana at home, at Ohio State, and that killer ending season game against Rutgers at home. 11-1
would be a great
season.
Will
that get them into the playoffs?
No.
Ohio State will probably win it and get in.
Yeah, they would get in.
And Clemson and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right?
So they would probably be your mark for the
Rose Bowl again.
well,
to Rose Bowl.
Whatever team Ohio State were to beat in the Big Ten championship game would probably go. It could be at Minnesota or Wisconsin.
Come on, Minnesota's not going to beat Wisconsin, are they?
Well, I'm just saying.
Did they play? Do they face each other?
Yeah, they're in the same side. Yeah.
What do we make, all of us here, of the James Franklin tenure, if you had to put a grade on it at Penn State? He's in year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's 51-21 overall, 30-16 in the Big Ten. He's won one Big Ten title in those years.
One more than Jim Harbaugh.
And thank you. And he's won a couple of bowl games. He's 2-3 in bowls. Give him a grade on his tenure.
I'll give him an A. I think the first 2 years you have to write off because it wasn't his players. They were dealing with you know, the sanctions were coming to an end. They still had an undersized roster. The only real knock against him in the eyes of many Penn State fans is that he has struggled against Michigan and Ohio State, and Michigan in particular. The games against Ohio State have been highly competitive.
Yeah.
They've been great games. Michigan State has given him trouble, too, and that is the one that leaves people scratching their heads because every time these teams take the field, Penn State is far more talented than Michigan State, and Michigan State finds a way to beat them.
Well, if you're telling me he's having – I'm sorry, Ron, go ahead.
I was at the Ohio State game. Wasn't that last year where he goes, we got to get to a different level here?
If we're going to be elite.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they blew a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter.
They did. You know, I think back, though, Eric, you correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if he was ever in danger of being fired, but after that loss to Pitt – that first year back, there was a lot of pressure on him.
Well, it built 2 weeks later because then they went to Michigan and got blown out there.
And didn't they have to come back late to beat Minnesota?
Yeah.
If they'd have lost that Minnesota game, who knows what would have happened?
As I've been told, he never was in danger in the eyes of Sandy Barber, the athletic director. Maybe in the eyes of many fans and many media members, he was. But
it's hard for me to, for all the great work he's done recruiting, and the overall record, I can't give him an A. I mean, you just mentioned he struggled against Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State. To me, if I give somebody an A as a teacher, they've done virtually perfect work.
Well, he went to a Big Ten championship game. He's taken his team to a Rose Bowl.
I'm not saying he hasn't done a good job, but I don't think it's A level because A is a 4.0, man. That's perfect. And he's also struggled, I believe, on the road against, what, ranked teams? He's, what, 1-6?
Well, last week was the first win, right?
Yeah.
Against Iowa, right? On the road?
Well, I mean, I think
that's a tough
thing. Going to Ohio State and going to Michigan are two pretty tough places
to
play.
No doubt.
Let's face it.
But if he wins some more of those games, then I absolutely give him an A. But he hasn't, so I can't give him an A. I give him a B. You, Ron?
Maybe a B+. I mean, I think he's done a really good job there.
You got to factor in the recruiting.
Eric's point about the first couple of years, because I did not think they were very impressive his first couple of years, but as Eric pointed out, those weren't his players.
What O'Brien did before he left in his 2 years is he recruited skilled position players, but basically left the cupboard bare for offensive linemen. And that's contributed a lot to Christian Hackenberg's struggles, because they had to rebuild those lines completely. And if you don't have a good line in the Big Ten going up against Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State's and Wisconsin's defense, you're in a lot of trouble. So from that standpoint, you know, we hear about all these skilled players he's brought in, Hamler and, you know, Barkley and all these guys, but he has restored the offensive line. That's how you got to compete in the Big Ten. If you can't block anybody, you're in big trouble.
All right, Eric, crowd estimate, Eric. Tomorrow. They set a record?
I think they will.
It's going to be 112.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a
great weather day. Can you imagine that,
Joe?
112,000 people.
Wow.
In a whiteout, right?
It'll be the whiteout.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you very kindly for sticking around.
Kindly. All right, guys. Very kindly. Yes.
It's going to be. I'm really looking forward to both those games tonight. Pitt, Syracuse. Although I hate it that it's on a Friday night. I hated when Penn State played on Friday night. I hate that Pitt's playing on Friday night. My alma mater, Northwestern, is playing Ohio State tonight on Friday night. I don't like that, but I'm really looking forward to these two games, tonight and tomorrow. Not the Northwestern-Ohio State game.
What's the spread on that one? 25 and a half, something?
28 and a half, something like that.
James Franklin is an interesting case to analyze, though, isn't he, Ron? I mean, when I look at 0-6 on the road, or 1-6 now against ranked teams, and the fact that he's won one Big Ten title, recruiting is a huge part of the battle, and he wins there a lot, but it's got to translate into greatness at some point. He said it last year.
Yeah.
Tonight's another big test in that direction, so is the rest of the season.
I think tomorrow night's there.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
I just don't think Michigan's very good. Oh, to me, the test will come at Ohio State, and I don't think
they're ranked. Minnesota's ranked, too. That's a road
Eric
game.
Eric mentioned that one. I'm not sold on them. I think Ohio State is still too good for them.
So we mentioned Pitt, like, what's the bar now? And both you and I agreed that if they don't win the Coastal, it's not a great year, right?
Yeah. If they don't finish 9-3, it won't be a great year for me.
How about Penn State? Do they need to win the Big Ten to make it a great year? I think so. I mean, if we're talking about...
They're not going to win the Big Ten because they're going to lose to Ohio State, and they're not going to get to play in the Big Ten championship game.
Okay,
because I don't think
it can't be a great year.
And anyone is going to beat. No, but what if they go 11-1 and lose a tough game at home? I mean, on the road to Ohio State.
It's a good year.
That's a pretty damn good year.
Yeah.
And maybe go to the Rose Bowl or something.
But you're in this thing at that level with Penn State, with the kind of classes you're bringing in to get to the college football playoff, right?
Right.
I mean, that should be the standard.
I have a hard time saying 11-1 with a loss at Ohio State is not a really good year, though.
Yeah, it's a really good year. But is that what you're aiming for, really good years,
well,
or should you be in the playoff?
Well, I guess great versus exceptional. I mean, if Ohio State goes 12-0, Penn State goes 11-1, and Ohio State's had an exceptional year, and Penn State may have had a great year.
Win at Ohio State, I would say.
I ain't going to win there. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening, but I do think they can go 11-1.
It's still pretty early. I think they could. I don't think they will, though. Actually,
well, could,
still
sure.
Very early in this season, and last year kind of went south a little bit. I mean, 9-4, 6-3 in the Big Ten, third in your division.
Yeah, I don't think last year was a real good year.
So we'll see where this goes for Penn State. It's a huge,
you know what I like to
college
say,
football
if
weekend.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts,
oh, God,
every day
please.
Would be crisp.
The time is 12:54. Brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Ron, top of the hour, we're going to take stock of the Steelers. We gave a grade to Mike Tomlin. We're giving a lot of grades today. I want you to put your teacher's cap on. We're going to give a grade to every significant player on their roster. We're going to compare. We're going to argue. We're going to yell. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. And we're going to hug in the end, okay?
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.